8345.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, you see that about Jesse Ventura? Oh my gosh, he is ticked off. Rightly so, I think. Former Navy SEAL, governor of Minnesota. We'll talk about that. We've got a little political healing to do this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome all my friends from around planet Earth. The number, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, is 800-259-5791. If you're not too bashful to go on live, we may be able to pick you up on a phone call, 800-259-5791. RobertScadbell.com for all the links to everything we're going to try to accomplish this hour. Tisha Cassidy is going to join me in a little while. She's a Liberty candidate. I had interviewed her sometime back, one of the Ron Paul money bombs. She loves Liberty. She's all about food freedom, farm freedom, raw milk, etc. And we're going to be talking with her, a good friend of Michael Badnarik. She's actually bringing out Bad to the Bone, Badnarik, to Colorado today. Well, not today, but he'll be there soon. And I've got the links to Cassidy 2012. Check it out. She's an independent in the 3rd District of Colorado. Those of you listening through Radio Colorado Network, you want to support her. We're going to talk. You're going to find out why you do. She's not a Republican. She's not a Democrat. Therefore, you should like her. And more than that, she's got integrity, and she's got the energy of youth and an idealistic viewpoint of liberty. And so we're going to talk to her in a little while. Of course, Jesse Ventura is a guy that's been through a lot, seen a lot. And, you know, when he says he's ticked off or pissed, you better look out. And he tried to sue the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration, the groping agency, this is a bizarre agency if there ever was one, under the Homeland Security. Because he's got a titanium hip and it sets it off, and they grope him like there's nobody to grope, evidently. Former governor, Minnesota governor Jesse Ventura, so upset by the dismissal of his airport security lawsuit that he now threatened Friday to apply for dual citizenship so he could spend more time in his beloved Mexico. I think he lives on the Baja Peninsula, just completely off the grid. Hats off, I mean, but that's a Navy SEAL for you. He can do that. Or run for president of what he labeled the fascist states of America. Is he pissed or what? Are you, or if you're not, why not? He basically, the courts just, is there justice in the courts, or is it just us, meaning the 1%, so to speak? We've got some audio clips from Jesse. Go ahead, Tom, run the first Jesse Ventura audio clip now.
It's a fraud, and they're cowards. I'm on record of saying our judicial system in this country today is a bunch of cowards. They won't let me go to court. They won't let me have my day in front of a jury. Is that the American way? Well, my only way of fighting back, and I'll tell you this right now, I will never stand for a national anthem again. I will turn my back and I will raise a fist the same way Tommy Smith and John Carlos did back in the 68 Olympics. Jesse Ventura will do that today.
What do you think? Did Jesse go too far in saying that? Do you understand his reasoning for not wanting to stand for the national anthem? I mean, has our government been hijacked? Well, there's your moment of duh. If you think we have a government of the people, by the people, and for the people anymore, you are seriously on FDA drugs and deluded. And I think Jesse knows. I mean, as a guy who went over there as a Navy SEAL and did his level best to protect, and he realized it was a scam, the Gulf of Tonkin and everything else, how many false flag events do we need before you recognize that the government and the neocons who run it, and beyond the neocons, the banksters that run it, and then you have, Newt Gingrich and Herman Cain, the 999 pizza guy, did a Douglas Lincoln debate. No, they did not. It was a love fest. A love fest. These are banksters. These are big government lovers. It's rhetoric. If the Republicans put up anybody but Ron Paul, I'm just telling you this right now, as the candidate to run against Obama, Obama is a shoo-in for another 4 years unless there's a scandal that impeaches him out of office, which there probably could be, but will the bureaucrats and will the elected representatives, so-called elected, from the Democrat-Republican Party be willing to do anything about it? Or are they worried for themselves if they go after Obama, right? This is the thing. And we are looking at some serious, serious issues here. What do you think of Jesse Ventura saying, I'm not going to stand for the national anthem? Is that unpatriotic? Let's hear from Jesse in part two.
I will tell you this. I have lost my patriotism. It's gone. And I say that with a deep heart, because I never thought that Jesse Ventura would say that he has no more patriotism left, because they've stripped me of it by not allowing me to have a day in court with a jury to determine if my Fourth Amendment rights are being violated.
Why is his patriotism gone? Is it really gone, or does he love the land of liberty that once was that no longer exists? And what, if anything, are you doing to restore it, to restore a constitutional republic? I saw an interesting YouTube video. Adam Kokesh, he was there covering the event at the Raw Milk Freedom Riders last week. By the way, big hugs to all the Raw Milk Freedom Riders listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show today. I really appreciate your hospitality. You cared for me well. I'm still, like I said, a little bit buzzing about the whole event. And a little tired from it, too, I admit. I mean, it was a very emotionally intense event to literally move the mountain, the multi-billion-dollar mountain known as FDA. And they budged. They budged, thanks to these Raw Milk Freedom Riders. And the moms have changed the planet. Now, I've also said that we recognize that the FDA has not changed, let's say, the law per se. They said they've changed their policy, or evidently they never had a policy to arrest anybody for raw milk across state lines, which is a lie. But they said they're no longer going to arrest, and that's a huge event. Now, that should be a signal as well to Jesse Ventura that the ballot box may not be the way to go, although I am not here to say don't vote and don't support liberty candidates, because I think all fronts are valid, and we need to work on all of those fronts. But a big part of this is literally on the state level, the use of something known as the 10th Amendment. Michael Bolden and the 10th Amendment Center, if you get a chance to hear any of these or go to these events at nullifynow.com, the next one in January is in Philadelphia. We're going to see if I can get up for that. But this is something that we now see in action with the Raw Milk Freedom Riders. They effectively nullified federal law. They said, come and get us, arrest us, and the FDA refused to do it, even though on the books they could have. They didn't. And this is the power that you have, and this is true also of the Transportation Security Administration and the Department of Homeland Security. When the people have the gonads on the state level, governors, elected representatives, to throw the TSA out, to utilize the 10th Amendment Center in the, you know, basically to backlash against them, the blowback on their violations of the Fourth Amendment, which is what Jesse Ventura was so, you know, rightly outraged about. And if you have a question or comment about that this hour, we'll try and fit you in at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com. Last hour, you'll have to catch the archives. We talked about the dangers of vaccines. We had Kevin Leon from HelpingAmerica.com. Went into some quantum healing areas, which were really, really surprising and cool to me. But give a listen to that again, and I'll give you that number later in the hour. Guess what? The FDA approved how many new drugs in the last year, or was it in 2009? This is a time where they should crow about it, right? Because they were saying, well, the FDA is slow. They're not approving things. We're running out of drugs. That's what Tim Boland talked about, too. That's why they're going for the vaccines. Why not take an opportunity to crow when the numbers are going your way? That is what the FDA is doing today with a new report. This is from yesterday, actually, that trumpets the 35 new medicines were approved over the past 12 months, which is nearly the highest number of approvals in the past decade. Yeah. The only year in which the agency issued more approvals was 2009, when there were 37 such endorsements. So this is the highest number of new approvals in the last decade. And you thought that would be the end of it. But no. Obama now has to go and declare that there's an FDA drug shortage and we need, a executive order to save us. Did you hear about this? President Obama signed an executive order Monday directing the Food and Drug Administration to take action to reduce prescription drug shortages, which the White House says have endangered patients and led to price gouging. Price gouging in a monopoly. Ha, ha, ha. Very funny, oh bumper. What do you think is going to happen in a monopoly? You can gouge anything in a monopoly. Yet the irony of him saying that there are shortages, there's another story I have linked up here at the blog at robertscottbell.com. Did you know about this? Nearly 200 tons of prescription drugs were turned in. Sort of like a drug buyback program by the government. Turn in your drugs! It looks like the Drug Enforcement Administration, the DEA, says people turned in nearly 200 tons of unwanted or expired prescription medications in the agency's third National Prescription Drug Takeback Day last October 29th, not too long ago. So then Obama comes out and writes an executive order to provide more drugs for the American people that are not even taking all of the drugs that we have. Does anybody else see the absolute absurdity and dangerousness of this? Of your government on drugs, your government in drugs, your government is drugs. And where Jesse Ventura says it's the United Fascist States of America, I'm here to tell you what we have are the United States of Drug America. That's right. A nation on drugs. Sizzle. This is your nation on drugs. And unless we pull out by nullifying, we do not need new laws to ban the monopoly. Just simply stop participating. Stop using the drugs. And all of you healers out there that are cowering in fear because you might lose your license, turn in your license. Get rid of your license. Licensure is for slaves. Do you really need to ask permission of the government to care for your body or care for others who come to you for help? Is that what you think? Well, Tisha Cassidy is going to chime in on that. She's running for Congress in the 3rd District of Colorado. Good friend of my good friend, Michael Bednarik, joins me after the break on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are we having fun yet? Well, that's what I do here. We rock the health world every week on Genesis Communications Network and all of our wonderful affiliates around these United States. Thank you for being here. The power to heal is yours, as I remind you, every hour. And, of course, 6 days a week now, because the additional 5 days a week through Natural News Radio. And all those links are up at robertscottbell.com. My next guest I interviewed at one of the Ron Paul Money Bombs earlier in the year. And she's actually a wonderful fireball, I shall say. And a dear friend of my friend, Michael Badnarik. And they're going to do almost, it could be determined to be another raw milk freedom ride, because I have a feeling that you'll probably be drinking raw milk along the way everywhere you take Michael Badnarik up there. Tisha Cassida, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you so much. It's good to be back.
You are running for Congress in the 3rd District of Colorado. I mean, it's like half the state in distance. You better be young and energetic to cover that.
That's right, and I have to be drinking things like raw milk to provide me the immune system I need to keep shaking hands.
Yeah, exactly. What did you think about the raw milk freedom riders? I mean, they basically nullified FDA policy of arresting people who bring raw milk across state lines.
Well, that's really what it takes. The people have to speak. And at the end of the day, if the federal government isn't willing to listen to the people, then you just have to nullify what they're doing and stand up for your freedom. So I think it's fantastic that they illustrated their right to consume whatever they like, and that includes something beneficial like raw milk.
Hmm. Well, if you were to win, and I certainly hope that you do there in Colorado, for those of you listening through Radio Colorado Network, Tisha Cassida, she's there to really represent the people and bring liberty back to your state via her congressional seat if she can get there. And again, I'm hoping that happens. What kind of things could you see doing there? Do you have any other examples of those who have actually made headway in rolling back this behemoth in the federal government level?
I think it's a matter of getting as many voices as we can in Congress to be able to speak out against the atrocities that are happening at the federal level. It does take numbers, but at the same time, you know, certainly Ron Paul has been a voice speaking out against something like the Federal Reserve and unconstitutional acts for many, many years. And what we need to do are increase those voices. So my intention is to continue to yell and scream until I have no breath left about these things that are happening that are negatively affecting the consumer, especially when it comes to our health, because I think it was Thomas Jefferson or another of our founding fathers that said that health is the first of all liberties, and we really have to be able to protect, you know, how we feel as people, because that's the first thing that we need to be able to critically think and kind of fight the forces that we're fighting with all of our other rights.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's the status in Colorado? Is raw milk legal in that state? Do you know?
It's legal, but you have to sign, you have to become a shareholder.
Oh, you have to become a cow holder then, basically.
That's right. That's right. So there are ways to legally consume it. However, it's still kind of a stretch for the imagination, since not that long ago, like in my grandmother, she consumed raw milk, and there wasn't any of this regulation or abuse of farmers for having such a product.
Yeah, amazing that is, that grandma, great-grandma, and grandpa, I mean, that was just a normal thing. Now, and I've talked about this in last week with the Raw Milk Freedom Riders. We talked with Joel Salatin about this as well, that it wasn't raw milk that was dangerous. It was the way it was being produced at a certain time in our history as it became more urban and there was less ability to move out and pasture, which is the normal state to produce healthy cows, much less healthy milk.
That's exactly right. It's the system that's causing these problems, and we see that not only with milk but with a lot of our produce. When a system gets too large, then it generally fails. You have to have some decentralization, and that goes for something like our food supply as well as something like any federal government programs that are run.
Mm. Well, how's
decentralized?
Tisha, how's been the, you know, you've been on the campaign trail for a little while now. How's been the reception? Because so much of the Republican, let's say, machine and Democrat machine looks to keep the independents out. Of course, we talked about Jesse Ventura earlier. He was an independent that made it in Minnesota. Is there a viable terrain for you to make this thing happen in Colorado?
There absolutely is, and that's, you know, really the reason I'm running is because I'm confident in us winning and doing something to educate people at the same time. We have almost an equal number of independents in, you know, comparison to Democrats and Republicans. In addition to that, you know, we have more and more people unregistering from their political party because of their frustration with that machine and going independent. And 2012 is the year that, you know, independents can really take a stand and help people understand that you do not have to follow and walk the line of a party because it's unsustainable at best. And our founding fathers, some of our founding fathers had actually warned us against political parties and the machine that they've become. So I've talked to, you know, thousands of people, and, you know, the support is there. People are excited about supporting somebody with some type of honesty and integrity. And people are excited about a candidate that is willing to stay close to the people and be a representative versus a politician.
Yeah, well, exactly. Now, you have Michael Badnarik coming to Colorado, and I want to urge all of my listening audience, if you ever get to see Michael in action talking about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, it is something that will get you fired up like almost nothing else. And Tisha, you have seemed to fire him up. I mean, he's been through this, and he's become, you know, the guy that's going, oh, do we really want to do this, really? And you're letting loose on this.
Yeah, well, I had talked to Michael early on, and I was pretty adamant about my run and adamant about doing something positive and proactive for our community. And I think that, you know, he sees the viability of something like this. And really, it's people like Michael, like Ron Paul, that have been an inspiration for myself and for many in my generation. And it's important that we carry that torch for liberty. And I've talked to another person who's a, you know, proponent of what we're doing as far as educating people, and after the conversation, he said, I'm so glad that the reinforcements have arrived.
Nice.
And it's true. There's a bunch of people out there that are ready and willing to fight, and now it's a matter of getting us all on the same page, and we have to focus on solutions. We know there's problems. We need to take that time and use that time to work towards solutions instead of complaining about it.
Well, we have the Tea Party, which now seems to be largely co-opted. I mean, Ron Paul was inspirational in getting that going, but now the neoconservatives and warmongers seem to have it. And the people that are, you know, in fact, Kane, if he's happily ensconced in a Tea Party, what happened to the debt and deficit issue? What happened to the Fed, the issue of the Fed? Obviously, a lot of the Tea Party people are going to say, hey, the Republicans have co-opted this, and not in a good way. And, of course, you have the One World Order, no, the Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street people. See, it's almost One World Order people. But they're also upset from the left, I guess you could say, but they don't all get it until they get to the Fed. And I think there's a coalescence, if you will, of left and right to recognize that they've all been duped.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. And I've recently wrote on that. I mean, the thing that we can all agree on is that there's extreme corruption in the federal government, and there's extreme corruption in big businesses that are basically in bed with the federal government. And it's this revolving door back and forth between the two. It affects our food supply. It affects our health via the drugs, you know, the FDA, sure, and the things that we're taking. It affects policies coming down and being dictated to something
Tisha,
like public
stand
land.
Stand by. Stand by. We've got to come back after this break. More with Tisha Cassidy. She's running for Congress in Colorado, a Liberty candidate with lots of energy. We like that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
This is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song. It's not impossible. Visit iTunesBomb.com and let's end these wars.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
We are officially a year out of the elections. Then we say, oh, it's going to change the world. This is the most important election ever. And I agree. It always is. But, of course, if the powers that be get to select your candidates, what good is an election? You know, unless it's Ron Paul, unless it's Michael Bednarik, who's not doing it again. He told me, but who is? Tisha Cassidy, 3rd District, Colorado, rocking the health world there with me today. And, of course, the Raw Milk Freedom Riders, which we acknowledge and salute. As I said, you're going to be going around with some raw milk to keep you and Michael going as Michael Bednarik tours with you and lets loose on the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, etc.
Everywhere we go, we'll have not only the fabulous Bill of Rights courses by Michael, but we'll also be searching out raw milk producers that we can meet with and consume their raw milk along our journey. So it'll be fun. And it's a great for educating people about raw milk, the many benefits of it, as well as other types of, you know, foods and natural medicines that can really help people as far as their health and building their immune system.
How's the state doing in regards to its legislature and I don't mean any of those in D.C., but acknowledging the 10th Amendment, have they nullified anything in the past year or two in Colorado, whether it be the decriminalization of or legalization, if you will, of medicinal marijuana or cannabis? What has gone on there?
There has been some legislation with the medical marijuana, and I do know that it's kind of in flux, and it's different for each. There's something that's been done at the state level, but it's different for each county. There's still a lot of controversy around it, which is frustrating. But I'm not familiar with the particulars of the legislation.
Now, suffice it to say that the federal government has made seen fit to ban a plant that God created.
Frustrating for me because I read Reefer Madness by Eric Schlosser quite a while ago, and kind of on the side of science and just the fact that, you know, I know quite a people who use marijuana, and it's really not that harmful to people, and why we're criminalizing it is, you know, in my opinion, dangerous for multiple reasons, for the war, the drug war on the border, and for, you know, just the amount of people that are in prison for it, when it's really, you know, if you look at the science, it's really not that dangerous.
Yeah, in fact, I have an article posted up on the blog notes today. It says legalized medical pot, they want to say it. They always like the derogatory use these words. Doesn't spur teen use, the study finds. So this is off of Live Science. Yahoo News picked this up. Legalizing medical cannabis in Rhode Island did not increase illegal use of the drug among the state's youths.
Exactly.
And, you know, this whole nonsense is really about competition to the cotton paper industry, to the plastics industry, to the psychiatric industry. Cannabis has so many uses beyond just people that smoke it. It's ridiculous how many medicinal and nutritional uses.
Exactly. Yep. Like you said, it's competition. And, you know, if they did legalize it, and it really should be, because I think it's against the Constitution that it's illegal, but if they did do something like that and just taxed it, it would be an incredible boon for economies all across the United States. And it's just ludicrous that we're allowing our economy to be in the state that it's in without looking at common sense approaches to fixing something like that.
Well, you know, you've got existing Republicans and Democrats that are unwilling to look at, like you said, common sense is uncommon. In fact, Thomas Paine is rolling over in his grave now to see what's happened here. But basically,
exactly,
to take medicine and nutrition and make it illegal, I mean, this is insane. We got about 30 seconds before the break, and we'll do another segment with you.
Okay, that sounds great.
So Tisha Cassida is my guest. Cassida. 2012.com, C-A-S-I-D-A. If you go to robertscottbell.com, today's show notes, or you link up through, I tweeted it out as well, if you call it that. Also, it's up on Facebook, etc., to let you know about those who love liberty. We'll spotlight them here. Certainly, Tisha is someone who stands up for health, freedom, and liberty, and we'd love to see you support her. We'll tell you how you can do that after this as we ramp up the message of healing even higher on the Robert Scott Bell Show next.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic waste were washed away. But when waste were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
How desperate of a strait are we in here in the U.S.? Oh, it's pretty rough, man. I just posted a picture of a 9-year-old McDonald's burger, and it still looks the same as the day it was made. Do you know anybody eating that stuff? And yet the FDA wants to come after us for raw milk. Well, not the moms, I guess. The Raw Milk Freedom Riders who stood up and effectively nullified them. Now, one more segment. As soon as we get Tisha back up, just let me know. And the big event in Colorado is Michael Bednarik will be touring with Tisha Cassidy, the 3rd District of Colorado. Boy, oh boy, Bill of Rights courses. You want to be fired up. That's going to be awesome. And, you know, we each have to do that in our own right, like in our own family. Like I've said on the air, I'm reading with my son the book Whatever Happened to Penny Candy by Richard Mayberry to teach him all about what money really is. Perhaps we can go ahead and bring Tisha up. Perhaps we can read Whatever Happened to Justice by Richard Mayberry as well. We can read that with Jesse Ventura because he's right. Justice is not gone. It is gone. And in America, you can't go into the courts and expect justice. You're not even allowed to bring up the Constitution. How bizarre is that, except when you realize jurisdiction has been removed and now we're dealing with some strange stuff. It's like we're living in an altered universe. Tisha Cassidy joins us again. One more segment. She wants to restore integrity to the universe that we're in. If it's at all possible, Tisha, you got the energy to do it.
It's absolutely possible. It's just a matter of believing that we can do it. You know, turning the TV off and going out and purchasing a share of vegetables, purchasing a share of raw milk, and working towards a more local currency, state banks, bartering with each other. You know, getting off the grid, creating our own energy, mm-hmm. You know, that's sustainability and self-reliance.
So if you have a platform, those things you mentioned are part of that platform.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, we're just at a point where especially something like our food supply is way too centralized. So the solution to that, know your farmer and rancher, you know, baby steps. Get as much as you can locally and try and add something every month or every year. And same with the whole state bank concept. You know, really, that's a great hedge against some type of economic collapse if the dollar's value completely, you know, falls or is decimated.
Hey, do we have Michael Bednarik on the line? Is that who I hear?
I'm here, Robert.
Michael Bednarik, how is it that Tisha Cassidy could bring you out of retirement?
Well, she has a an enthusiasm, which is absolutely contagious. And she's been doing a lot of research on her district. And, Robert, I haven't looked into it too much, but I think that she can actually win this election. She can kind of be the first domino that starts, you know, falling all these things. And we can have quite a few legislators who understand the Constitution.
Well, we've seen that since, you know, 08, that the movement on with Ron Paul, what he's done, what you've done in your own right as well, Michael, since 04 has really made a dent. And there are liberty candidates popping up around the country. Justin Amash has done some good work in standing up with those who love liberty. So the chinks in the armor, they're becoming more obvious. And Tisha has the energy and the tenacity to make that next domino fall. I really believe that as well, Michael.
I have to give her credit. When she called me for advice, my first advice was, don't do it. You know, it's just going to be a waste of time and money. And she told me she just got angry, and she decided she was going to win this election just to prove me wrong. So I've jumped on board, and I'm very, very excited about her race.
Well, and we have it linked up, Cassidy2012.com, to learn about what's happening here. And this is a true grassroots movement. There are no international bankers funding or supporting it. There are no pharma companies funding or supporting it. There are no big agribusiness conglomerates funding or supporting it. This is of the people, by the people, for the people, as it was intended to be.
That's exactly right. Yeah, we're relying on, you know, $5, $10 donations and getting as many of those as we can. And it's a Ron Paul model, but, you know, we're very confident that the liberty lovers are there. We just need to bring them out of the woodworks and get them excited about making a difference at the federal level.
Well, it's like I said with the Raw Milk Freedom Riders, there's evidence that the women shall lead us back to liberty, and I'm not too weak of a man to admit it.
The American woman plays a very defined and distinct role as far as liberty. We are the most free women in all of the world, and we're what's standing between that light shining and something really bad coming down the pipe if we don't restore liberty in our country. So,
amen.
It's up to the women.
Tisha and Michael, thank you for chiming in today on this. Michael Badnarik, Tisha Cassidy, and I am man enough to admit, I will say that, strong enough of a man to admit that the women shall lead us in this regard. Tisha, congratulations for you starting to run. Let's see what we can do to help you out there. And, again, the love of liberty is what we have here on the Robert Scott Bell Show every week. One more segment to wrap it up. And I'll remind you something that you have to be reminded of because no one else is doing it. We're going to do it. Stay with the Robert Scott Bell Show. More after this. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Tisha.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The picture is in the blog notes, but I'll get it up there. You can check it out, my Facebook friends, listening through GCN and all over the planet to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You can see 12-year-old McDonald's hamburger still looking good. Oh, my gosh. Doesn't look a whole lot different from the day it was made. Is there any wonder that there's a need for the Robert Scott Bell Show? Hey, yeah, that's why we're doing this 6 days a week. We got a lot of people we still have to help. Oh, my gosh. You talk about detoxing. Talk also about real food. Like Tisha Cassidy was talking about, real meat, real milk. And if you could support your local family ranchers and farmers, those of you who are eating more paleo diets as such, you can help them out by supporting them because the government's doing a lot to, you know, basically put them out of business. You know, it's kind of like the One World Way that we talk about from time to time here, oneworldway.com. And the detox, the glutathione production is coming from pasture-fed, Amish-grazing type grass-grazing cows, so that you have the safety of a non-pasteurized type product. The safety of a non-pasteurized type product. You hear me? Pasteurization has destroyed the food. Granted, it's eliminated some things, but if you're going to grow animals in confined quarters and expect it to be healthy food, expecting to be having a healthy balance of flora, of course, you're expecting something it can never be. That's why they introduced it. Rather than improving food production, they simply say, lowest common denominator, we'll make everything a burger that doesn't go bad, even 12 years later. By the way, oneworldway.com, check it out there, and you can increase glutathione levels along with the selenium that we talk about here. Last hour, Kevin Lee joined me from helpingamerica.com. We talked a little bit about the zeolite detox of heavy metals, but then we went into something fascinating, quantum energies, if you will. We talked about, what was it, it's almost science fiction, but the reality is they've been talking about these holograms for years containing information, and in fact, water contains memory. We know that. We're homeopaths here, some of us. And now there's ability to harness these energies through these holograms, the technology, embracing technology for good instead of destruction. And so if you're interested in trying it out, I want to hear back from you on that, but give Kevin Lee a call. At least say thanks from all the Raw Milk Freedom Riders that made it possible for us to embed and report from it last week. He is at 877-743-5746, 877-743-5746. Also, special thanks to Nordic Naturals at nordicnaturals.com for supporting this message of health freedom, as well as, who else is supporting us here? Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com as well. And, of course, you for basically being here every week and ramping up this message and telling everybody about it. It's an amazing thing that's happening here. The new media is out creating the old media. I want to say a special thanks as well to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, as well as, you know him, Alex Jones. I was on his show for the first time. He had a 27-hour marathon online. And Mike Adams interviewed me as he was sub-hosting to give Alex a little break. And we talked about heavy metal toxicity. We talked about Raw Milk Freedom Riders. And I want to reiterate this, and I know I've said it a number of times today on the show, but I think it's very important because there are always going to be the so-called naysayers out there that say, oh, well, what did the Raw Milk Freedom Riders really do? Oh, whoop-dee-doo, the FDA sent out a press release saying they're not going to arrest them. Oh, yeah, it didn't change the law. Well, listen, it did more than that. It showed the American people that they don't need the Congress to change the law. They need to stand up and nullify unconstitutional federal limitations on freedom. Food freedom, farm freedom, health freedom, milk freedom, you name it. And that is more profound than even a constitutional, what would we call it, amendment? Yes. Just simply utilize the amendments we already have, including and especially the 10th Amendment. which says basically that those things not specifically enumerated in the Constitution for the federal government to do are reserved for the states and for the people, respectively. And this was the new movement. Whether Tisha Cassidy can do it from within Congress, which we're all, you know, all for here at the Robert Scott Bell Show, or whether you do it like the Raw Milk Freedom Riders and say, I am, here I am, come and get me. If you're a doctor, start getting together with other doctors and start turning in your licenses en masse and watch what the federal government does. Nothing! If there are enough of you, and it starts with one, there are many that have done this and have begun to heal as they know how to heal. And they're not operating under their license, but they're helping people just the same or perhaps even better. I know, this is radical. Robert Scott Bell Show says, turn in your license. We have to stop asking for permission where no permission is required. And by the way, it's never required unless you want to violate the life, liberty, or property of anyone else. Of course, to violate the life of somebody is, what can I say, a cardinal sin. And of course, property rights, theft. That is something only the government seemingly can do legally, not lawfully. And these are the kind of concepts that are now coming back into the American, I'd say beyond the electorate, the American people. And I'd like to see Jesse Ventura step it up for this process of nullification, of civil disobedience, the things that Rosa Parks was able to do, MLK, Gandhi in his time, and the Raw Milk Freedom Riders did last week. This is where the power is. It's yours. It's always been yours. It's never not been yours. We've only been convinced. We've been hypnotized. We've been bombarded with black magic advertising to convince us that the power is not ours when it always has been. That link that we have to the source of all sources bypasses the federal government. It bypasses Barack Obama. It bypasses Nancy Pelosi. It even bypasses, what's that Republican dude that's now Speaker of the House? What's his name? I don't even remember. Boehner, right? Even bypasses Boehner. It bypasses the Tea Party. It bypasses the Occupy Wall Streeters. Recognize who you are and what is your place in the universe. And no amount of constitutional, unlawful, unconstitutional mandates can ever stop that from happening. Oh, they'll try. They will try to squash freedom as they've been doing for decades, perhaps a century here in America. Perhaps from the moment that the Constitution was ratified, there have been elements on the planet that have tried to squash and enslave you. And right now, the most efficient means by which they can enslave you is robbing you of your health freedom, taking away your right to access food as it is grown, as it has been grown on this planet for thousands and thousands of years. And yet they basically say that hamburgers that don't expire 12 years later are nutrition, that synthetic drugs are nutrition, and that any supplement that is of nature cannot be said to do anything at all unless it supports a structure or function. And even then, we're going to watch you like a hawk, says the Fear of Death Administration. It's enough. It's wonderful that we have Jonathan Emord out there fighting for us in the courts, but look at all the wins he's gotten, and where has it gotten us? The FDA still doesn't want you to know that selenium prevents, reverses, and treats cancer. Pick up the book by Christopher Barr at Jonathan's website at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077. Thanks to Kevin Lee. Thanks to Tisha Cassidy. Thanks as well to Michael Badnarik for dropping by suddenly. It was a great surprise. And until next week, or until tomorrow on Advanced Medicine Monday, the Robert Scott Bell Show, guess what? The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.